بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Clothes are a blessing and favor from Allah عز وجل. With them we cover what needs to be covered, and it protects us from cold or hot weather. So it is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Imagine our lives without clothes. And Islam does not reject people wearing beautiful clothes. It's a misconception. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam addressed the companions once and said, "By Allah, he who has an atom weight or an ant weight of arrogance in his heart would not be admitted to Jannah, would not be admitted to paradise." And one of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, stood up and said, "O Prophet of Allah, I like to have a beautiful thobe, beautiful dress, and I'd love my shoes to be beautiful as well. So is this part of arrogance?" And the Prophet said, "No, Allah is beautiful and Allah Azza wa Jalla loves beauty." So the Prophet approved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fact that people wear beautiful clothes. There's nothing wrong in that in Islam. Yet the internal beauty is far superior. However, why do we see people following fashion blindly nowadays? There are a number of reasons. Among them is peer pressure. When I am with my friends and each and every one of them is boasting of his watch, his car, the way he's dressed, and they look down at me, I feel that I have to excel, whether in bad or in good. I have to do something so that I could be like them. So this is peer pressure. Not only that, so many times you find people blindly following fashion because they love celebrities. So if I love an actor or an actress, if I love a pop star, if I love a footballer, I would like to wear the things he wears. And that is why they pay millions of dollars to get the royalties, to have an athlete wear a certain brand, because they know the impact on the viewers and on the fans of that athlete. So they're willing to pay millions of dollars just for him to wear their logo. And among the reasons that people follow fashion blindly is that people have a defect. They have weakness in their personalities, and they would like to hide these shortcomings by following the fashion so that people would think they are cool or sophisticated, not knowing that people are not impressed by the outer shell. They are impressed by the content, by what's inside. A proper Muslim is not impressed by fashion, and he does not follow fashion blindly. A proper Muslim wears good clothes, wears clean clothes, wears decent clothes that protects his identity. And the identity for a Muslim is extremely important. I could recognize a Muslim even if I see him in Siberia or in the jungles of Africa or in New York or Tokyo. I can tell if he is a true practicing Muslim that he's a Muslim. But if he is not, if he has lost his identity, I could not make him out from a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, etc. Because they all look alike. A Muslim always protects his identity through how he looks and through how he acts. blindly following fashion has dire impact and negative effects on the Muslims. Among the bad effects, it causes people to waste money extravagantly. How is that? People keep on following fashion, and fashion keeps on changing. So every week, every month, they keep on buying new clothes. They keep on buying new gadgets because this is fashion. And that is why it's a billion-dollar industry. You have catwalks. You have designers. You have special magazines. You have special channels, TV channels, supporting the fashion so that they would keep the people, Muslims and non-Muslims alike, they will keep them in this vicious circle, going round and round, blindly not knowing what to do, just following what they say. Today, the fashion is, you wear miniskirts. All women wear miniskirts, whether it is permissible in their religion or not. Tomorrow, the fashion is that they wear long dresses with long sleeves and a headscarf. Okay, we'll follow the fashion. Men are alike. Movie stars are clean shaven. We shave our beards. Tomorrow, a movie star comes with a thick and big beard. Everybody's doing it because they are like sheep. They just follow their masters and they follow their shepherds. Following fashion is a waste of time because you keep on wasting a portion of your life reading, learning, and visiting shops and asking about prices so that you can see what fits you and what does not. And this is not what a proper Muslim should do. Among the shortcomings of following fashion is that you end up doing things that angers Allah, the Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Why? I'll tell you why. Allah Azza wa Jal forbade for us men to imitate women and forbade women from imitating men. And he cursed those who do this. How many times you've seen fashion that resembles the dress of the opposite sex? You have women wearing suits, ties. You have women wearing men's clothes. And on the opposite, you find some men wearing something that resembles women clothing. And you so many times be shocked of the things that men could wear. Following fashion blindly ignites arrogance in the heart. It makes people want to show off and boast about what they're doing because they want to satisfy themselves internally. So they start to show off, and each and every one of us looks at what the other is wearing and how can I imitate or how can I criticize? So if I'm unable to imitate him and wear like he's wearing, I will then criticize him and look down at him. And why is that? Because we are blindly pursuing and following what is known as fashion. Why was Adam and Eve thrown out of paradise? Because they ate from the forbidden tree, which caused them to realize their nakedness. So they were descended to earth, and Allah gave them the blessing and favor of clothes. And a Muslim is always covered, is always protective of his body. Now, look at how shaitan works. It was shaitan who deceived our parents to eat from the forbidden tree. And this is what caused their nakedness to be apparent. So nakedness is part of what shaitan, what the devil lives on. And if you look at the fashion, you will find that it is based on nakedness. Expose as much as possible from a woman's body. And this is why you have this passion of those who are not Muslim towards nakedness. They love to go to strip clubs. to nude beaches, to watch nudity. And this shows you that this level of civilization they claim to have reached is not civilization. Because if you go to the jungles of Africa, you will find people nude there as well. And they don't have any civilization. So it is the shaitan, it is the devil who is implanting this in our heads. Following fashion ignites hatred, enmity in the hearts, because I'm envious of what you wear and that I'm not able to wear it. And it ignites desires and lusts. And this is the goal of shaitan. The goal of the devil is that he makes people pursue their desires and lusts because of what they had seen on the opposite sex. Therefore, I call you not to follow fashion blindly. Follow your identity as a Muslim. Be proud of who you are and never ever think down of yourself just because you're not following what the others are blindly following. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program is brought to you by Manar Community Channel.